April 15th. I'm reading a lot these days, and almost everything is staying in my mind. Besides history and geography and arithmetic, Miss Kinnean says I should start learning foreign languages. Professor Niemer gave me some more tapes to play while I sleep. I still don't know how the conscious and unconscious mind works, but Dr. Strauss says not to worry yet. He made me promise that when I start learning college subjects in a couple of weeks, I won't read any books on psychology. That is, until he gives me permission. He says it'll confuse me and make me think about psychological theories instead of about my own ideas and feelings. But it's okay to read novels. This week, I read The Great Gatsby, An American Tragedy, and Look Homeward, Angel. I never knew about men and women doing things like that. April 16th. I feel a lot better today, but I'm still angry that all the time people were laughing and making fun of me. When I become intelligent, the way Professor Niemer says, with much more than twice my IQ of 70, then maybe people will like me and be my friends. I'm not sure what IQ is, anyway. Professor Niemer said it was something that measured how intelligent you were, like a scale in the drugstore weighs pounds. But Dr. Strauss had a big argument with him and said an IQ didn't weigh intelligence at all. He said an IQ showed how much intelligence you could get, like the numbers on the outside of a measuring cup. You still had to fill the cup up with stuff. When I asked Bert Selden, who gives me my intelligence tests and works with Algernon, he said that some people would say both of them were wrong, and according to the things he's been reading up on, the IQ measures a lot of different things, including some of the things you learned already, and it really isn't a good measure of intelligence at all. So I still don't know what IQ is, and everybody says it's something different. Mine is about 100 now, and it's going to be over 150 soon, but they still have to fill me up with the stuff. I didn't want to say anything, but I don't see how, if they don't know what it is or where it is, how they know how much of it you've got. Professor Niemer says I have to take a Rorschach test the day after tomorrow. I wonder what that is.